If you often find yourself up way later than you need to be and for no particular reason, you might be engaging in revenge bedtime procrastination. And if that's the case, know that you're not alone. In fact, a recent study shows that over 53% of young adults engage in bedtime procrastination. This widespread phenomenon is becoming increasingly common due to fast-paced and demanding lifestyles and the ever-growing use of electronic devices. The good news is that there are easy ways to prevent bedtime revenge procrastination. So, to help you get restful sleep every night, we've shared three effective tips on preventing bedtime procrastination below. But first, we've detailed what bedtime procrastination is, who it affects, and the consequences it can have on your health. What is the revenge bedtime procrastination? Revenge bedtime procrastination, or revenge sleep procrastination, refers to the conscious decision to delay sleep to enjoy some free time instead. The term revenge sleep procrastination comes from the 72-hour workweek. Research shows that after being pulled in every direction during the day and being unable to control our schedule, bedtime procrastination is our way to take back control of our lives. Our minds try to make up for the lack of free time during the day by engaging in activities such as scrolling our social media feeds, watching TV, or shopping online at night. Now, the issue with screen time before bed is that it prevents our body from secreting melatonin, a hormone our body releases to help us fall asleep. Signs and symptoms of sleep procrastination might include things such as engaging in activities to avoid going to bed, such as cleaning or sorting documents, watching TV when you know you should be going to bed, being on your phone while you should be sleeping. Who revenge sleep procrastination affects. Studies show that students and women are at higher risk of engaging in bedtime procrastination. Also, people who tend to eat or work late are usually more prone to sleep procrastination. While scrolling your phone at night might seem harmless at first since you wouldn't be doing anything important in the middle of the night anyways, the issue with lack of sleep is that it can negatively impact your health, quality of life, and well-being. And here's how. Short-term health and well-being consequences of bedtime procrastination. The recommended amount of sleep for a healthy adult is 7 hours or more. Sleeping less than 7 hours a night for a few days in a row will lead to daytime sleepiness. And this, in turn, will impact your quality of life as you won't have the energy levels required to function normally and perform important tasks. Other typical symptoms associated with lack of sleep in the short term include mood-related problems, slow reaction time, which can be a massive issue if you're driving or engaging in activities requiring quick reaction time, lack of concentration and decreased productivity, impairment of memory consolidation and other cognitive functions. Long-term health consequences of bedtime procrastination. Sleep affects every tissue, muscle, and organ in our body. Chronic sleep deprivation will negatively impact your bodily function and can create serious issues, including obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, mental health disorders, impairment of cognitive functions, reducing your ability to perform a task. Number 3 tips on how to stop revenge bedtime procrastination. Now that we've established that bedtime procrastination can have detrimental consequences to your health and well-being, let's look at 3 ways you can stop sleep procrastination. Set up bedtime mode on your smartphone. There's nothing worse than seeing your phone screen light up as you receive notifications late at night. Having your phone on normal mode at night is a surefire way to encourage your mind to stay active, leading to sleep procrastination. That's why you should always set up the bedtime mode on your phone before sleep. When you switch your phone to bedtime mode, your device will stay dark and quiet while you sleep. Your calls and notifications will be muted so that you can rest without being interrupted. And the great thing about bedtime mode is that you can set it up so that it automatically turns on and off when you want it to. Adopt a relaxing pre-bedtime routine. Experts recommend winding down between 30 minutes and 2 hours before bed. This means only engaging in calm and relaxing activities and preparing your bedroom for sleep. Here are some tips on implementing a bedtime routine for adults. Set an alarm to start your bedtime routine. Write a journal to jot down your worries and unburden your mind. Set up bedtime mode on your electronics and leave them outside the bedroom if possible. If you're hungry 2 hours before bed, have a light snack like an apple or grapes. Avoid big and rich meals. Take a warm bath or shower. Meditate. Stretch. Listen to relaxing music. Read a good book. Prepare your bedroom by lowering the temperature, closing the curtains or blinds, and using dim lighting. This will allow you to turn your room into a sleep oasis. Exercise regularly. Research shows that exercising regularly is highly effective in reducing insomnia. In fact, aerobic exercises such as swimming, running, or cycling have the same effect as sleeping pills. While scientists haven't pinpointed the exact mechanism behind it, studies show that regular exercise increases our deep sleep and improves our mood. However, note that the increased brain activity created by exercise can keep you awake, so it's important to stop exercising 2 hours before bed. Over to you. Some other helpful tips to prevent bedtime procrastination include avoiding caffeine and alcohol late in the afternoon and meditating before bed to help your body and mind wind down and relax. And if you've experienced bedtime procrastination before and have found something that works for you, we'd love to hear about your experience in the comments section below.